Okay, moving on. We have a legislative and budget updates briefing at Deputy Director's store. And I'm not sure if Ann Larson is with us. Is Ann with us?
Morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, this is Joe Storr. No, Ann isn't with us today, so I'm going to play both parts. And frankly, it'll be a pretty short report because I think not much has changed since we discussed both of these issues last time. There has been some movement on legislative policy bills that I'll briefly highlight. I think everybody's aware the 2013 session adjourned on April 28th. That ended the 105-day session, and the legislature did not adopt a two-year budget. So Governor Inslee called for a special session that will begin on Monday, May 13th at 9 a.m. And in a lot of ways, I think that, you know, we didn't know when Governor Inslee was going to call for the special session, but giving a couple weeks for legislators to go home and at least for a couple of days and take a deep breath is probably a good thing. And it also allows us to work on some of the outstanding issues or differences between the House and the Senate or the governor's budget, which we are actively doing. I think I reported to you last time the primary potential problem in terms of budget reductions, general fund reductions, is in the Senate budget, where there's a $3.3 million reduction that includes $2.3 of administrative efficiency cuts, as well as another $1 million cut to general fund authority based on some incorrect assumptions about our spending patterns. These two categories of cuts appeared in a number of other agencies' budgets, so it wasn't just a fish and wildlife issue. It was the Senate's attempt, I think, on, you know, without a lot of time for interactions with agencies ahead of time, it was their attempt to look for general fund savings. And so we have been active with OFM in describing some of the potential, you know, we're not laying out specifics in terms of a final determination of what would be cut, but we're talking to them about the limited places where our general fund exists. And you know, here are some potential impacts. Another issue I'd point out in the budget is the House budget has a proviso offered by Representative Manweller that prevents the department from creating new road closures in Kittitas, Grant, and Yakima counties, with a few exceptions for safety. This proviso would pretty significantly limit the department's capability to manage and protect fish and wildlife, preserve infrastructure on our lands. So we're working hard with the Senate to have that proviso removed. We've also drafted a letter to the Capital Budget Chairs that talks about some of the issues we have there with the Culvert case, funding, WWRP, the Tianaway acquisition, et cetera. So, again, trying to interact with staff and legislators in the interim so the budget comes out as best as we can influence for us during the special session. So that's the budget situation. As far as legislation goes, there are a number of bills that we have sponsored or been involved with that have moved forward. And I think Tammy provided you a list of those bills. I'll hit some of the highlights. House Bill 1218 regarding license revocations was signed by the governor here recently. Wolf management, this was a very positive outcome as a result of the commission's action in large part last Friday on the Caught in the Act rule change. As part of that whole discussion, 5193 regarding wolf conservation and management was delivered to the governor for signature. It was amended on the House floor to include a $10 increase to a personal license plate to fund wolf management, and revenues are estimated at somewhere around 1.4 to 1.6 million per biennium. So this is a major aid to our ability to manage wolves during the next biennium. The amended bill was voted off the House floor nearly unanimously, a 96-2 vote. The two dissenters were Overstreet and Taylor. And then it was returned to the Senate for concurrence and voted off the Senate floor nearly unanimously with a 43-1 and 5 abstain. The one negative was from Senator Holmquist Newbery. So that was great coordination between the commission's actions, the staff work, especially the director worked hard on this, and then legislative activity. So that was a positive outcome. Number of other bills, I won't go through them all, that have been delivered to the governor for signature or that are some of them signed, some of them waiting for signature. The science and public policy bill that's been around for a while was signed. Salmon hatchery partnerships was signed. Hunter Ed, I think we've talked to you about this before, but in gross substitute House Bill 1199 regarding hunter safety failed to make it off the floor by cutoff and returns to House rules to be discussed during the next legislative session. Senator Pearson has made a commitment to hold a work session on Hunter Ed during during next session in order to help his members better understand our program and the need of the bill. So we're hopeful to make another run at that bill and move that forward. So again, it's hard to tell how policy bills might be dealt with during the special session. There's a strong attempt to keep the 30 days or less focused on budget issues as much as possible, but we'll have to wait and see. So that's what I have for you, commissioners. If there's any questions.
Okay. Thanks so much. Any questions, commissioners? Well, let me ask you one, Deputy Director Storr. The funding that has been that will be raised for wolf management, is that restricted in any way in the legislation?
Madam Chair, Commissioners, this is Phil. The use of personalized license plate dollars is restricted to non-game species. So that is one overarching restriction in terms of the use of the funds that would be generated by this $10 increase in personalized license plate fees. I'm going to refrain from and withhold trying to comment on any further restrictions that there might be on this funding for as it pertains to use of conservation and management of non-game species. If I become aware of any additional restrictions, I will communicate that with the commission through an email if that's acceptable.
Okay. Thank you. Someone else have a question?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten.
Not a question, just a comment for Joe. Joe, in the watch list, I meant to raise this last time, but it would help me if you would put in a key for under the flag section. I'm presuming that the F's are, I'm not presuming anything. If you could give a key, that would help me at least.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Commissioner Schmidt. Sorry about that. I have to remind myself sometimes about what some of those letters mean.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I might, this is Phil again.
Sure.
Just to put that wolf funding in perspective a little bit more and what the department, we have about $700,000 that we have for wolf funding in the next biennium, so beginning July. 1, 2013. Based on what happened and the expenses that we incurred this past year, looking ahead, we estimated a funding need at about $2.3 million for the 13-15 biennium. So if you take the revenue that's projected relative to the increase in the personalized license plate of between 1.4 and 1.6, and then add the $700K to it that we have in place, we're sitting in pretty good shape relative to our best estimates of the cost of implementing the Commission's Wolf Conservation Management Plan for the next 2 years.
Great.
Very nice.
Yes. Fabulous news. Quite a relief. Very expensive new responsibilities we have. Okay. Other questions or comments about the legislative update? Well, I just, I know I've said this many times in the past. I have to repeat it. I'm just very, very impressed with the job that you all have done. Give our thanks and kudos to Anne. That's quite a good list of accomplishments. Bills signed by the governor. I think that's terrific. So, looks to me like you're being very effective during the session.
Thank you. I'll be sure to convey that on to Ann and others that worked on, particularly on the Wolf piece. And, of course, Chief Bjork has been very active in working our issues with Ann as well, and Nate and Dave Ware also deserve thanks, so I'll pass that along. And I think Joe has one additional item that he'd like to share with the commission.
Okay.
Yes, commissioners, this is Joe Storr. I just wanted to get back to Commissioner Schmitten because I didn't really give you more details in terms of the observation and the request. Under the watch list, the flags, D means a D flag means that it was introduced by an agency, not, you know, could be us, could be another agency. F means that there's a fiscal note on file for that particular bill. And A means that it was amended by the opposite house as it moved across between House and Senate or vice versa. And E means it was a governor's office introduced bill. So I'll try to put those in terms of a key per your suggestion, Commissioner, next time, but just so you know now.
Thanks, Joe.
Who is that?
Just saying thank you.
Oh, okay. Didn't quite catch it.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Perry.
I would just also like to comment from a historical perspective in my term on the commission, the effort and obvious results of the staff and working with the legislature in terms of the bills and explaining departments' position on various things from the budget to the Wolf bills to other things has just been, in my opinion, phenomenal compared to the past. And I too want to thank the department for just great effort in communicating that. I've heard from various sources that it's really positive now compared to the way it was. Thank you very much.
Amen. I think we can all agree to that, right, Commission?
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yes.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay. I was also pleased to read that Senator Pearson understands the importance of bringing to the public this hunter education arena and some of the issues that we have on that score. I think that's going to be a very, very important thing to prepare effectively for next leg session. the system needs some repair, and we've tried to take a run at that, and we're not successful this go-round, but I'm glad that they want to put some attention on it.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Phil again. I you know, while we weren't successful in getting the bill out of rules, it, we were successful in getting it through the committees. I think there is a lot of support. Some of the changes and improvements we are recommending, I'm not at all convinced it got stopped based on its merits. So we will continue our work with the legislature to try to get those improvements in place next session.
Great. Okay. Thanks.